Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. I wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rated G Radio. We've got a great show tonight. Taro Jeff is back, and we've got a special 90-minute edition of the show. So he's going to be taking your calls and answering questions off of Facebook and the chat room and all of that fun stuff. And if you have a question that you would like to ask, tonight's the night. Get in line. The number is 323-657-1493. When you call in, you'll just need to press 1. Otherwise, we just assume you want to listen from your telephone and are content just doing that, as lots of people do. And a lot of times people freak out about the fact that I've answered the line, and you know, because it comes through a different way, just to tell you ahead of time. And so sometimes in the rush of things, I'll answer the phone and they'll go like, I just wanted to listen. So I'll apologize if I grab you and you just wanted to listen. But it's a good chance to say hi and welcome you to the show. Let's see. Before I bring Jeff on, I'm going to always go through our little disclaimer statement. We do this so that way you don't, you take this for what it's intended. So Tarot Tuesdays, what's in the cards for you? A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. So, children under 18. This is for entertainment purposes only tonight. You must be over 18 if you're going to call into the show. A tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. We're going to bring Jeff on in just a second, but Jeff is going to be talking about a really cool thing that he's going to be doing in 2015, so I'm hoping that he will share information about that. And we've also got a new package price for you for both an hour and a half-hour private reading with Jeff, and we'll talk about that in more detail throughout the course of the show. So, Taro, Jeff, welcome back to Rated G Radio. How are you tonight live from Sedona, Arizona?
Brother Miller, it's good to hear your voice.
I'm telling you.
What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place Sedona, Arizona is. I just having the time of my life here. My wife and I are just getting prepared for next June. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But this has been a great day, great weather, great scenery. Every place you look, marvelous food, vegan restaurant we just discovered today. Just having a blast, my friend. You should be here.
I've been to Sedona several times, and every time that I've gone through has been a very pleasant experience. One of the things that I've always really enjoyed about the Sedona area is the Red Rock Canyons that are just a little bit south of there, and you drive through and talk about some of the most brilliant. It sounds silly to be excited to see rocks, but it is some of the most brilliant rock formations that you will ever see in the colors and just everything else. When you go to Arizona, everybody talks about the Grand Canyon. It's a big hole in the ground. Go see it if you've got the time between your trip to Vegas and everything else you're doing. But if you have time, you go to Sedona and go to, you know, the canyons and do a little hiking and take in some sights. I think that will be a much richer experience for you. But that's my 2 cents worth and my biased opinion. So there.
I'm in agreement with you.
Okay. There we go. Great minds.
You know. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm going to agree with you on that one as well.
Okay. So just to let you know, Jeff, we do have a bunch of callers that already pre-screened tonight, and I'm very, very excited about that. As we get ready to start the call, just to kind of give everybody a roadmap for what we are doing on the show now, just from an overwhelming listener response, Jeff has made some great suggestions on how we're going to, you know, kind of work with the show. And we tried this last week, and it worked very well. We're actually going to try to do a five-minute reading and keep it to the 5 minutes just to try to get as many people in the door as possible so you have the opportunity to talk to him and ask your question. Again, what's in the cards for me, or, you know, a specific question, you'll have that 5 minutes to do that. When you call into the show, you're automatically placed on a muted hold, and that means that you can hear us, but we can't hear you. So if you've got the dogs barking or the babies crying or you're flushing the toilet or anything crazy like that, we can't hear any of that. When it's your turn to come on the line, I've already pre-screened your call. I'll unmute your line, and I'll, our first caller tonight is Dee, for example. I'll say, Dee, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now, and I've got a little computer here, and it will crank out the 5 minutes, and you'll have your time together. At the end of that, it's going to chime in the telephone here. You'll hear it, and Jeff will know that if it's not wrapped up, we need to kind of get it wrapped up so we can get to the next caller. We do that just to make sure that we can get as many people through the door as possible during our show and our short time with you tonight. Even on an extended edition, we always run out of time. So that's kind of how it works. If you've called into the show before, thank you for that. If you're new to the show tonight, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll come back every night. I do different programming 5 nights a week, but on Tuesdays it's Tarot Tuesday with Tarot Jeff, and we're always grateful when he spends his time with us. So that's where I think, have I given every disclaimer possible?
I think so.
Okay, we're good. So with that, Jeff, what do you want to talk about first? What's good for you?
Well, the very first thing we're going to talk about is your card for the week, Mr. Miller.
I'll take it.
Garrett always gets a card for the week at the beginning of the show, and so that's what we do. And as he's talking, as he's doing the disclaimer, I just kind of let the cards kind of soak up his energy a little bit, and then we pull one off the top as he gets to the beginning of the show. So, Garrett, for you this week, you have the Six of Cups. Now,
okay.
You've been getting some pretty significant cards over the last couple
right.
months. Some major arcana, some important stuff. This one, a little bit down the line, not as significant as you might think, but I like it for you today because sixes, they tend to represent a restabilization. They're peace and reconciliation and sharing, but for you, I'm really reading this as a restabilization. I know you've gone through some changes, most of them on purpose, and it's all in the name of progress and growth for you, and I understand where you're coming from on this, and you're doing a great job. But this is a restabilization, and the cups represents emotions. So here we have you're starting to feel good about things again. Not that I think that I've ever seen you having a bad day, my friend, but you're starting to feel good about prospects, and I know maybe you've been having some bad days, and you're a pretty good actor, but
yeah, there
that's
you go.
Part of it. Fake it till you make it, and honestly, people,
yeah.
if you're having a bad day, think good things, go for good things, and
good things
change up the energy. Yeah, change up the energy and watch how it happens. So for Garrett, for this week, restabilization of your emotional state. I think you're probably seeing things in a better light. The picture on the card is children in a garden. A young boy is handing an even younger girl a cup with flowers in it, and it's a beautiful scene. And it's just a nice pleasant day. So that's what we got for you this week, Mr.
Moore. I'm going to take it. I thank you for that very very much. So,
you're welcome,
Jeff. Are we ready to take some calls? Does
we're ready
like
to go.
Plan
ready
tonight?
Go.
Okay.
Yep.
So, okay, D, welcome to Rated G Radio with Tarot Tuesday and Tarot Jeff. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Okay.
My
Hello,
question
D. How are you?
Okay. My question is, I want to phrase it correctly, is a road going to open up for me to break free from a confined, restricted situation?
All right. You want to know if there's a road that's going to open up from you for a confined, restricted situation.
To break free from it, yes.
To break free from it. All right. Let me ask the cards this in just a different way then. Because breaking free is always interesting. And I'll tell you right now, Dee, one of the things that I recommend to people, before we even get to the cards, one of the things I recommend to people is, rather than break free, why don't you grow free? Growth is always towards the light, and and breaking, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you absolutely have to. And in your situation, I can sense the tension that you have going on. I can feel how you feel about things. What I'd like to see you do, though, internally, is to start to shift your mental and emotional states towards growth rather than breaking free. So that's just kind of my overall advice to you in this matter. Now, your cards, though, the very first card you get is the Tower card. Now, you want to break free from something, that Tower card is a pretty strong indication. This is, in all of my years of reading the cards, never ever does the Tower card come up when I don't see an absolute certainty of change, of structure of life. So that can be career or relationships, but sometimes if you're feeling trapped in the Tower, if you're the prisoner of the Tower, this is certain freedom for you. Right away, I think we've got a very powerful answer because this is one of our canon. I think you're asking if you can free. Tower's coming out. If you ever picture of the Tower cards and the Tower card, lightning is making it, it's on fire, people are jumping out the windows, it's crumbling. And what this means is the structure of your life is certain to change. Something is certain to change at this point in time. So, Dee, yes, to answer your question very, very boldly, yes, absolutely. There's a path out of here. Now, unfortunately, with the Tower card also comes some chaos. And this is what I was saying before about growth, getting some growth on and going towards the light like that. The problem with the Tower is you kind of waited too long to get out of the Tower. And again, maybe you've been trapped there, you've been held there against your will, symbolically speaking, but what I really want you to do is I really want you to start to think about where do you want to be, where do you want to go to, what do you want to be when you grow up, Dee, because that's the thing that's going to really help you stand correctly and get out of this collapsing structure so that you can restructure yourself faster, in a more vital capacity. You get three cards. Here's your second card, Dee. It's the Five of Swords. I'm going to tell you right now, you have the last two cards are both swords cards. So let me talk about swords for a minute because this is the mind. This is your thinking and decision-making ability. It's a lot about logic and brain. And Dee, I think you're probably a very heartfelt person. I think you have some deep emotions, but those are not going to be what gets you forward from this situation now. The Five of Swords, fives represent travel. So there you've got your road. They represent movement. They represent change. They also represent tests. They also represent, a five is also possibly conflict. Now, I don't know that I really sense a lot of conflict ahead for you, but I definitely feel that change, that movement is imminent for you. I mean, I'm not talking next year. I'm talking this month, before the end of the year, easily. So now the King of Swords is your final card. And kings, very strong energy, masculine energy, is someone that is in control. Sometimes it's somebody in control of you, but in this case, I really think it's you taking charge of your life. It's you setting new rules. It's you saying, no, this is the rule of my life now, and this is what I think my life should be. Now, again, this is all very mental stuff, Dee, and what I want you to do is I want you to remember at a certain point in time to shift back to your heart, because once you're through this difficult time, this change, once you're through this, then you can go back to your heart and ask yourself, what is my heart's desire? Because that's always the better way to live, is by your heart's desire rather than your mental desires.
Oh,
so,
I know what you're saying.
So does that make sense? Does that work for you?
Yes, I haven't been living from my heart. I've been living from my mind.
Yeah.
You were exactly right.
Yeah. Stay in your mind for another couple of months until you're out of this situation. And again, you have to instigate the change sometimes. So that tower may be unsteady right now. You may have to pull the last stick out of the Jenga tower there and let it collapse. So you may have to take some action that takes apart the structure. But think about
it. I've been doing it for the last 2 years.
Good deal. All right, my friend. Well, good luck with this, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dee. Have a great night. So, Jeff, before we get to our next caller, and it's going to be Donna, so Donna, get ready. Tell us about the 2015 Summer Light Conference. You're going to be part of the Master Channeling conference section portion of that in Sedona. How is that all going to work?
Yeah, this is pretty exciting for me, Gareth. This is one of the biggest things I've ever been involved in. We just met with the promoter today, the fellow that's doing the organization, and he's a pretty brilliant guy. And he has gathered 11 world-class master chanters to share one stage for the week of June 3rd, 7th, Sedona, Arizona. That's next summer. And he actually asked if I would participate in that. So I am one of the 11, evidently considered a world-class master channeler. Now, like I say, that's important. That's a big thing for me. If anybody knows me at all, you know that I'm not one to consider myself a master or a leader or these types of things. And yet here I am bringing personally requested for this thing. So very, very excited about this. This is going to be with Lee Carroll, a friend of mine who channels Kryon. Greg Braden is going to be there. It's quite a thing. We're looking forward to this a lot. So if anybody's looking for more information on this, if they type in Summer Light Conference 2015 in their search bar, whether you're using Bing or Google or whatever you're doing, Summer Light Conference 2015.
And I think the link is also in the body of the show. I was able to get that, I think, correctly linked.
Great?
So if you see that in there, it's the portion of the show where it says, Jeff will also be a featured speaker at the 2015 Summer Light Conference Master Channeling Summit in Sedona. Click here for more information. Just click there, and it will take you right to where you want to go.
Cool. And we're just now allowed to kind of do some promotion on this, so it's all official. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's a marvelous event. It's going to be, again, it's going to be in Sedona, Arizona, a very spiritually minded town. The population is new agey from very, very far out to very, very practical. And I'm just having a good time here. Next summer, it's going to be a tremendous event, tremendous occurrence for people who are interested in spiritual things and channeling and the like. So,
well, I'm excited for you. You are a guest speaker at a lot of events on national level, and so for the folks in Sedona to be able to get you to be part of this event, I think it's not only a big get for them, but I think it's going to be huge for any of the participants to be able to see you and shake your hand in person and be part of that event. So hopefully if you are listening and you are interested, you'll click that link and go find out more. But let's get to our next caller. It's going to be Donna. Donna, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Donna.
Well, hi. I kind of depend on winning things, because I'm on disability, so I enter raffles and different things, and I wanted to know if what your tarot was saying as far as things coming my way.
Oh, okay. So you're asking how your luck is in the draw. Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, because I enter all these. I've been pretty lucky in the past, but
okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
I get that from you. I get that from the cards that we've just drawn here. The very first card you got is an eight of.
Jeff, I'm having you break up here just a tiny little bit on your reception.
Yeah,
right, how's this? A little bit better?
That's a little better. I'll have
here?
You start.
Is this a little bit better?
That's better, but I'll need you to start back to the first card.
All right, we're going to start back to the first card for Donna. Donna, you got the Eight of Wands, and actually the first two cards that you have are Wands. The Wands represents your personal energy. It's kind of like your creative fire. Now, I think this is the key to your luck, Donna. I think what you are is a creator of opportunities, a co-creator of reality. I think that you do very, very well with that. Past, you sort of needed the excuse of a contest or a drawing to do that. I'm going to suggest that you don't need that. You can just sort of start to ask for what you want. It's not so much that you have to fill out a form, enter something, or buy a lottery ticket. Those are all games of chance, and the chances of these huge prizes it gets smaller and smaller the bigger the prize, right? But in your case, you have the Eight of Wands coming up first. Now, the eights are growth, expansion. It's opportunity. So absolutely, you have this wonderful energy for creating opportunities here. Your second card, Donna, is the Knight of Wands. Let me tell you about the Knight. If a knight's not in motion, if a knight is not in his armor, out on an errand for the queen, he's just a silly guy in the castle. And so you need to get that in motion. You need to get your energy in motion. And so even if you're having ability issues and the like, motion is going to be key. And that doesn't necessarily always mean physical motion. Sometimes it's social motion. Sometimes you need to get in touch with people, talk to people, be out socially, even if you can't get out physically. So there's a lot of opportunities for that these days with Facebook and the like. I think that that's going to expand your opportunities to create what you need, Donna, and that's what I'm looking for there. Now, your third card, this is a major arcana, and this is the Moon. The Moon represents spiritual insight. It represents strong yin energy. It represents reflection of light into dark areas. The Moon is just a big rock. The Moon doesn't have any light of its own. It just takes the harsh light of the sun and reflects it softly into the dark areas on the earth in the nighttime. What does that mean? It means you. It means your gifts. It means your spiritual insight. And this is part of the reason that I said I think you're a creator of things. It's not so much that the contests, that you're lucky in the contests. I think that you create the situation, and the contests are sort of the avenue. The drawings are sort of the avenue. And I think, Donna, you can ask for what you want. This is a mighty powerful universe filled with creative energy. You're an aspect of that creative energy, and I'm going to say right now, ask for what you want. Don't worry so much about the contests. Go for it and believe it. Fake it till you make it is what we said earlier, but in your case, I don't think you have to fake it for too long. I think a little bit of belief, a little bit of effort on your part, talk to people, make connections. You're a powerful person that way, all right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, like I drew a blue car with a blue pencil, and then 3 weeks later I won a blue BMW.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, you took, because what you did, I mean, and this is, Donna, you're just this amazing example right now. I mean, because this is, you took pen and pencil, and with your hand and your energy, you drew something. And so, people, this is what it's all about. You can do all kinds of rituals and things like that. There's something very powerful about writing, handwriting what you want. Making a list, not a long list. Don't get greedy, all right? But what do you need? What do you want? And as long as it's not taking anything away from anybody else, as long as it's not taking somebody else's house or their property or whatever, the universe is an incredibly generous place. It wants things to be formed. It wants creation. It is creative. And so I think, Donna, you're right track. Yes, by all means, your luck will continue. Hopefully we're expanding your vision a little bit here. So, all right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Tarot.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Donna, for the call tonight. Have a great night. Hey, everybody who's listening tonight, a lot of times, I know we have the five-minute program here with Jeff tonight, but a lot of people will have more than just one question that they want to ask about, which is very common because one thing usually opens up something else and then something else and something else. I know that's been the case for me when I've gone to see Jeff and I thought, well, I'm just going to ask about like the car, and then it turns into the job, and then it turns into the relationship, and then it turns into work, and then it turns, you know, and so the next thing you know, your hour's gone. And we can't do that here on the show because this is a, you know, a call-in show, so we want to get as many people on the show as possible. One thing Jeff has generously offered to do is do a Rated G Radio special. So if you want to do a telephone reading with him, or if you want to come to his office in Southern California, you can do that too. His normal rate is $120 an hour. He is discounting that by 25% and giving an hour reading or an hour session with you for $90. He's now also this is new for this week, so it's brand new. He's also opened this up to provide a 30-minute session to you for $50. So if you're looking for something maybe not quite as involved as a whole 60, but you'd like a 30, now you can do do a 30 for 50. So there we go. There's your math question for the night. If a train leaves St. Louis at 3 p.m. going 420 miles an hour and a train leaves Phoenix going at 5:10 p.m. going 382 miles. Okay. There's no math on here, but that's that's the deal. Okay.
So, and Garrett, just so everybody knows, I don't offer a half an hour session outside of this radio show.
Yeah, this is
the only. Yeah, so if you call in, or if you write in, and you're looking for a session, and honestly, we don't have to stick with tarot. Tarot is a nice structure, and it's easy to do. But if you just want to talk a little bit, if you just want a general reading, we can break it out a little bit and go a little bit longer. The half an hour readings are going to be tarot readings. The hour readings we can kind of range out a little bit more and do a little bit more insight and a little bit more. Psychology, sociology kind of work. So what I'd like to remind people of, though, is I don't keep very good time, and I almost always go over time on this, too. So, all right.
Well, and that's why you have me. You've got me to keep
that's,
you honest.
That's
tonight.
Right.
So there we go.
Right.
Okay, so I'm the guy that cracks the whip. So Jeff would talk to you, each of you for an hour apiece, but I won't let him do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Our next caller, thanks everybody for being so patient here. Our next caller is Lucy. Lucy, you are on with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I would just like to know what's in the cards for me, please.
Lucy, how are you this evening? You seem like you're...
I'm fine.
You seem like you're just like, oh, please give me something good to talk about.
Well, actually, I'm confused from the math problem, but we'll get over that.
But forget that math problem. Garrett's been eating too many cupcakes, I think, and the sugar's gone to his head. So we don't do math on Tarot Jeff. So, Lucy, you have you've got three cards here. The first two are really, really interesting, and the juxtaposition is curious to me because I don't know that I've ever gotten these cards together before. The very first, they're both major arcana. The first two are major arcana. And the very first one, and for those that don't know, major arcana are sort of like the nouns and the verbs in a sentence. They're what makes the sentence mean something. So the very first thing you have here is temperance. The temperance card, this is about prudence. This is about self-control. This is about planning ahead. And so it's a really beautiful card. The illustration in the deck that I'm using, the Radiant Rider-Waite tarot deck, the illustration is of an angel, 1 foot on the land, 1 foot in the water, pouring water from one cup to another cup. So this is a pretty emotion-based card. And again, it's about prudence. It's about self-control. And so you would be asking yourself, what can I do? What are my limitations when you see this temperance card come up? The second card that you get here, Lucy, and this is the one that scares a lot of people, but don't be scared, okay? Let me explain it to you. It's the devil card. Now, this doesn't mean that you are the devil. It doesn't mean that the devil's coming to get you. It doesn't mean evil or anything like that. What it represents is the opposite of tradition, the questioning of the rules of society and also of religion. So it's really interesting because the temperance card and the devil card, although the devil follows temperance in the numbering of the deck, they're really opposites. And so I can really see how you're kind of torn between one thing and another thing. You want to be. I think people have an image of you as being in control and being nice and sweet. And I think inside of you, you're much more rebellious. And I think that you need to let that out a little bit, Lucy. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that the time for self-control is just about at a conclusion in your life. Now, I don't want you to go out and necessarily buy a Harley and go to Sturgis and go wild. although, you know what? Go for it. If that's your desire. I think that what we're looking at with you is just an opportunity to see things in a very, very different way. Now, this is going to be difficult for you because people are going to expect you to always be the Lucy that they've always known and sweet, lovable Lucy, right? And sometimes you just want to let the hair down. Like, get out and get on the town a little bit. Now, the reason I think you're going to have some trouble with this is the Nine of Wands is your third card. Again, that's your the Wands represents your personal energy, the activity on the part of the individual regarding the issue. The Nine of Wands, nines represents conclusion, fulfillment. But if you look at the picture, there's nine staves, nine wands, like huge staffs. There's eight of them planted in the ground, and there's a man holding the last wand, the number nine, and he's got a bandage around his head. It looks like he's just come through the battle, and he's the winner, but he took a couple of blows to get to that point in time. So I think your path ahead is going to be a significant change for you, or you have any, and let me clarify that. It's not, this is not something that's etched in stone. I think you have the opportunity to make a significant change in your life. Now, we're not saying good or bad here. We're not saying that that change is a good change. We're not saying that's a bad change. We're just saying opportunity for a change. What does Lucy want to do with the rest of her life? Now, that's becoming a little bit of a theme. We had somebody earlier. What do you want to be when you grow up is what I said. I think for you it's even more significant. What do you want? When you're on your deathbed, what are you going to regret? And you have to ask yourself that question. What did I not do that I really wanted to do? And so sometimes it's just getting on a plane and going to Paris for a couple of months. Sometimes it's that easy. Sometimes it's quitting your job and taking something completely different. You want to be a cowgirl or whatever. So I think the devil card is very significant for you. And again, I'm going to repeat what that means. It's the rebel. It's the opposite of tradition. It is questioning the rules of society and also of religion. So we're not asking you to abandon your religion either or your spiritual beliefs, but question them. Ask why. Why do I believe these things? And I think you'll grow immensely from this, Lucy. I think this is a big opportunity for you, okay?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Right. Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Thanks,
Keep
Lucy.
Keep us posted on this, okay?
Yeah, call back and give us an update.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you, Garrett.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lucy. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, and Jeff, our next caller is Anna. Anna, you are live with Tara
Hi.
Jeff, and your time starts now. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Anna, and I would like to know if you see this job that I am. I need specific paperwork from my boss. Do you see that working out through her?
Okay, Anna, you're breaking up just a little bit. You're asking about your job and something about your boss.
Yes. Does the universe think that this job can provide the help that I need to move forward in my life?
Oh, okay. So you're asking what the universe thinks. You're a cosmic thinker, my friend. I like that. All right. So your job. Anna, tell me just a little bit, just a couple of words. What is the job? What field are you in?
Creative development.
Creative development. Okay. And you're asking if this is going to fulfill you or if it's going to supply you the physical things that you need.
Yeah. Is it going to supply the paperwork that I need to move forward in life?
Okay. The paperwork.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me just go right to the cards here. I'm a little unclear about the question, but we're going to go to the cards and see what the cards have to say, because I don't really need to understand the question. We just pull the cards based on your energy. So, my friend, you have two major arcana, one at the beginning, one at the end, and the very first one that you get is the World card. The World card is a significant card. It's the successful completion of your journey. It's lessons learned. It's growth that you've attained. So however you got to this point, however you got here, it's been a good effort on your part to get to this point in time. And where you are is a good place. But it's also kind of a conclusion of things, because now you can start something new. Now you can move forward. And it doesn't mean you have to start a new job. It just means that there's maybe a new phase of activity that's going to happen for you. Now, mm-hmm. The second card that you have here is the Knight of Pentacles. Pentacles mm-hmm. We often say tentacles is it's physical things. It's how you represent the physical world. In your case, I'm going to really read this as money. Tentacles are indicated as coins. So I'm going to really read this as money. And the knight is a being in motion, generally speaking. And in this case, the knight is sort of holding still. He's magnificent. He's on this magnificent black horse, and he's holding one large coin. And it's sort of like he's waiting to move. He's waiting for the command to move. And so I think that's where you're at right now. I think there's a little bit of stasis going on. I think you've completed some things. I think that there's some money available to you or some reward, physical reward, something on the planet itself, and it's waiting for you. Now, the next step for you is the moon. The moon card comes up for the second time tonight, and this is your gifts. This is your bright spots. This is your spiritual insight. The moon is a spiritual insight. It's a strong yin energy. This is the reflection of light into darker areas. And I like this for you because this is that moment where you contemplate what you want. And I'm going to hark you back to one of the previous callers who's a creative individual. And I think that's what you need to do is I think the universe is definitely saying yes. There's power, there's energy in what you're doing. The strength that you have around you in terms of creativity is very, very significant. The action revolves around you right now. And if you're feeling a little complacent, if you're waiting for something to happen, I would say don't wait. Start to make little movements. Start to push forward. Start to create something that you can do. Change things up just a little bit. Look for ways that you can improve other people's situation. And watch how that reflects back to you in a very, very powerful way. That's what the moon is all about. It's about reflecting back. And so I think in answer to your question, I think that there's some positive energy going on here. I think that there's a real significant opportunity for you to come out ahead in this regard. Now, is it the same exact job that you're talking about right now? I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure, but I think that it's connected to that, and I think that motion from this job, there's a stability here, and I think there's motion from the position that you're in into whatever's going to occur in the near future. And again, I'm going to go near future. I don't see this as a long-term process. It's, you know, maybe a couple of months at the most. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Anna, thank you so much for the call tonight. Have a terrific evening. Keep us posted on the great things that are going on in your world. Let's see. Our next caller is going to be Mimi. Mimi, you are on with Tarot Jeff. Your time starts now. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I'd like to do, I just want to do a general reading, but my question is quite specific. I want to ask about friendship because, you know, I just like to see where I meet some new friends and how about the old one, you know.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So you want to know about friends, friendship. What's the energy of you and friendship? We can't get too specific in this with just a three-card reading, but let's see what's going on. Oh, these are, look, you know
okay.
What? We're going to be a little bit more specific than I expected. The cards will surprise me sometimes on this kind of stuff, Mimi.
All right. Thank you.
The very first card that you get here is the Nine of Swords. Nines represent conclusions. Sometimes we think, and the swords represent mental energy, sometimes we think something's over. And maybe it's true. Maybe something is concluded. I'm concerned about this a little bit because it is the swords, and maybe you're thinking that something has come to an end of friendship, but thinking is not always where friendship exists. Emotions is where friendship exists. So what you want to do is you want to ask your heart rather than your head. So if you're thinking that it's over, how do you feel about it? Because if you don't feel like your friendship is done or concluded, then go back and see if there's a repair work that can be done, a regeneration, something along those lines. Now, the reason that I think that it's possible for that to happen, The second card that you get is the High Priestess card. This is really honestly one of my favorite cards lately, and it represents balanced yin energies. It represents a spiritual approach to life. I think that the card really represents you in this matter, and you as the High Priestess, you as a very strong, nurturing soul, you have an opportunity to bring people together. Now, what happens, though, is sometimes people take advantage of that nurturing presence, and maybe that's what you're feeling from some people, maybe a little bit betrayed, like taking you for granted, that return is there, something along the line. But now, third card, this is the most significant card, because out of all of the cards, this last card is, to me, the most joyous card. It's the Three of Cups. Cups is all about emotions. And the picture is of three women, each one of them holding their cups in the air. They're dancing in a circle. Their arms are linked together. And it's just beautiful. It's just a representation of progress and beauty and intuition. And the harvest is ready to be brought in from the field. And I think that whatever you guys are going through, whatever you and your friends are going through, the ending, the conclusion of this situation is going to be that you're all together again. You're kind of balanced and happy once more. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that help? Does that help tonight?
Yes, that's really helpful. Thank you so much. And
thank you, Mimi.
I'll talk to you again.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mimi. Bye-bye. Have a great evening. And let's see, we have, again, a bunch of new callers that I've been screening while Jeff's been talking to Mimi and the other folks. So, again, thanks for calling in tonight. Just a real quick reminder, we're going to take as many calls as we can tonight with this special 90-minute edition. We're live until 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Adjust your clocks accordingly wherever you're at around the country.
Cheryl.
And know that we want to get to you as quickly as we can. Jeff has a Facebook fan page that you can click on. One of the cool things that Jeff does at the end of every show is he draws a card for the audience. You can hear him shuffling the cards right now. He'll draw a card at the end of the show for the entire audience to listen to and then also see after the show. And if you go to his Facebook fan page and like it, you'll be able to see what the card was and his little description of what the card means for you for the week. So I'll encourage you to do that. You can also visit Tarot Jeff's website. And again, on the show page, just click there, and you'll go right to the site. You can see their shop in Huntington Beach and about some of the other really cool things that he and Jill do for their service. So with that, let's get to our next caller, and their next caller is Maria. Maria, you are on with Tarot Jeff, and your 5 minutes starts now. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Maria.
Hello. I like to do when I'm going to get a full-time job, so I can get peace of mind. I have been having a difficult time emotionally with the transition from employed from employed to unemployed.
Okay. All right, Maria, let's see what the cards have in store for you here today. So, all right. Well, you're in the same boat as millions of people around the world. In America, we have it a little bit better. Are you calling from America, Maria?
Yes.
Okay, all right. What we're looking at with you is, first of all, you have the Queen of Swords comes up. And the queens are always inner truth, nurturers, healers. The swords are always about your mental process. And so I can really see that you've probably been very deep within your own thinking ability. And this could be queens tend to represent rulership or being on top of things, so to speak, but they can also represent a strength of inner looking, looking inward, to the point where you may not be looking outward at all. So sometimes that's just that is so deep that it can become depression. And in your case, I think that's what we're looking at here. I think we're looking at a little bit of a reversal of the Queen of Swords in the sense that you may have been very, very deeply affected by this and have gone very deep in your head and and are asking yourself questions that are really emotional questions, but you're trying to get a logical answer for them, you know, and you're concerned about your self-worth and such, and asking yourself those questions makes it difficult to move forward. It makes it difficult to be positive and upbeat. Now, the Four of Wands is your second card. Fours represent stability, structure. They represent hard work, perseverance. Wands represents your personal energy. So what I see here, Maria, is I really see that you are, I think you're overthinking a lot of stuff right now, and yet you're still doing the right work. And I think you're in a kind of a stable situation, although not a comfortable situation. It could start to slide pretty quickly. But your final card for the evening, Maria, is the Ten of Wands. Tens represent endings and beginnings. So you're coming to the completion of a cycle. Something is being fulfilled, and I think that there is a level of responsibility approaching you. And so I'm reading this as you're probably close to obtaining some work. Because that's your question is about work and about employment, and so when I see that Ten of Wands, I see a man. He's carrying 10 tall wands, 10 tall staves or rods, pieces of wood that have been cut from a tree, and that's his job to carry that stuff. So you're asking if you're going to have employment soon. I think yes. I think that everything that you've been doing is really, really good. You're right on the mark with this stuff. What I'm going to say to you is kind of get out of your brain a little bit, okay? And just for fun, I pulled another card here. It's a Pentacles. It's the King of Pentacles. And so there is money coming your way. And again, I think that it's in the form of employment. But get out of your brain a little bit and start to ask your heart, start to be a little bit more upbeat about things. When you talk to people, don't tell them about how long you've been unemployed or any problems you might be having. Tell them how good you are, because I think that's the thing that you really want to do. You really want to make people see your light, see your shine. So radiate outwards from now on, okay, Maria? But yes, I think your employment is close, and I think that it's going to be a good job for you. There's an indication of money here. So, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Keep us posted. Good luck to you. Yeah. We'll send good vibes your way.
Yeah.
I love it when good things happen to people. That's awesome. Okay.
She's asking a very specific question, and what the cards do, Garrett, is, and they surprise me every time, because I kind of want to hedge my bets. I don't want to say anything really, really solid and make promises that we can't keep, and that's why we say this is for entertainment purposes only, right? Except that the cards can be very, very specific about that, and so that Ten of Wands cards comes up, and it's a man with a job. He's carrying all 10 of the wands, and then we pull another card, the King of Pentacles comes up. You got to read that as money in this situation. So I think Tim Rivers on a good path there. I think that she's going to be happy in the next couple of weeks, if not a month.
I think that's and that month is going to fly by. People think, oh my God, it's going to be a month.
Yeah.
I just can't even get past the next week. You'll be surprised. 8 hours will fly by tomorrow. The next thing you know, it's a week's gone by, 2 weeks has gone by, and the month comes, and then that dream job comes along, and you're in good standing. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I wanted to point out on Facebook, we got pinged, and it looks like we've got a question, and this actually came in about 30 minutes ago, so I've been a little bit lax in responding to this. But we've got a question from Sedona Cheryl, and she is looking
for a
reading tonight.
All right. Sedona Cheryl, somebody we... I actually know Sedona Cheryl. She's an amazing artist. We met her here, had a little meal with her. She's actually at work this evening, and so she didn't get a chance to call in. But Sedona Cheryl is quite a gal. She's quite something. We're going to do a quick reading for her. She had a couple of things that we talked about. And like everybody, I mean, you know, you can live in this beautiful area of Sedona, and you can live what appears to be the good life. But everybody's got some money issues. Everybody's got some relationship issues, and she's asking those questions. So for Sedona Cheryl, she got the Eight of Wands as her opening card. Now, we've talked a lot about personal energy tonight. I mean, the wands are very active in the deck this evening. So a lot of people with their personal energy issues. Now, eights represents growth, expansion, opportunity. It's a time for making priorities. And I like this for her. She is making priorities. Some of the things that we talked about in her studio, she's shifted her patterns around. She's shifted her employment around a little bit. And she's looking for other things, other places to grow into, and suddenly having a great deal of success. But she had to take the action first, and then that's what the Eight of Wands is all about, is the individual taking actions. Now, the Four of Cups, Sedona Cheryl's second card here, I like this card. It's funny to me. There's humor in a lot of the paintings that they've done for this deck. Again, the Radiant Rider-Waite is the deck that I'm using. There's a gentleman sitting under a tree, and he's kind of moping. He's got his arms crossed. There's three cups in front of him, and they're just sitting there, and he's just kind of moping, like, three is not enough. And out of the clear blue sky, quite literally in this painting, there's a cloud with a hand coming out of it, and it's handing him the fourth cup. And so out of the clear blue, things happen for her. And she told us this marvelous story. She's got a friend who's an intuitive who had mentioned something about living on Lemon Street, or a street that had something to do with lemons. Well, she answered an ad, and the address had nothing to do with lemons, but it happens to be on the corner of another street called Lem Street, L-E-M. So I would say that intuitive individual was pretty spot on in this case. And out of the clear blue, she answered this ad. It came out of nowhere. So, and she's got a new place to live. The Three of Cups is her final card. Now, we just had the Three of Cups two callers ago, I believe. And this is just a great, great card. It's a joyous card. It's three women dancing, holding cups up. Their arms are interlinked. They're happy. There's a ripe fruit on the vine at their feet. And this is just one of the best cards. It's positive progress. It's concept becoming realistic. So some of the concepts that Sedona Cheryl was talking about is just that. They're becoming realistic, and there's happiness available to her. The good cups, again, are about emotions. So we go from an Eight of Wands to a Four of Cups to a Three of Cups. So sometimes you have to step back a little bit, and that's what I look at sometimes with the numbers. Eight goes to a four. Four goes to a three. We're stepping back, and then we're happy. Because if we're pushing too hard against something, maybe we just don't, maybe it's just a wall, and maybe there's an open door to the left or the right. Step back a little bit, folks, and watch how things can open up for you. So there's your reading for this evening, Sedona Cheryl. I hope you enjoy that when you get to listen to the podcast later on. Is that correct, Garrett? Blog Talk is archived, right?
Here's the cool thing, folks. If you... I think really important, if you are a caller and you talk to Jeff, I know sometimes when I'm doing a session with people, they'll go like, or just a regular interview, I'll be asking them the questions, they'll talk, and you think, oh my God, you know, I've totally forgot everything that I talked about or answered or whatever. So many of my guests go back and will re-listen to their interview over, and they'll go like, oh, okay, I did okay. Nobody ever does poorly, to be quite honest. They all do great. But if you're a caller and Jeff is giving you information, even though you might be taking notes and you're listening furiously, if you go back and re-listen to the show after the broadcast, especially if you're a caller, you're going to pick up so much more that you missed during the call. And maybe even if it's, you know, you heard Jeff tonight, maybe you listen to it tomorrow, go back in another week and then re-listen to your segment of the show again. Pick up again. Oh, okay, now that makes more sense. Let it kind of resonate with you a little bit. That's never a bad thing. Our next live caller is going to be Yvette. We're going to talk to her in just a real quick second. But we've got Mary Lou Monroe Ray. She is on Facebook tonight. She is live with me. It is currently nearly 2 p.m. her time in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia.
Wow.
So she is listening. So that, yet another international listener for you, Jeff. And she has a question.
Okay.
And she is an author. And she's just written a book. And she goes, I wrote Bring... I'm just going to read it exactly as she wrote it here. Will my book, I wrote, bring the abundant message from the Creator and Mother Earth to the many through its intended purpose globally with some success? Brisbane, and will probably publish under Wabun Starfire Ray, as that is where most of my followers are. So she wants to know about her book.
All right. So I'm sorry. Her first name is?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. So Mary Lou,
yeah.
You're asking about a book. Let me talk about books for a little bit, because we do books ourselves. Jill, my wife, is my frontline editor, and she's also the creator of the books, the package that happens there. And she does a magnificent job, covers, editing, formatting, getting it to the printer, getting the copies adjusted, everything. She does a marvelous job of these things. So it's a difficult job. It's hard. And so to get it right and to make it sense to everybody, you know, one of the very first things I'm going to recommend is that Mary Lou, you go through an editor. And not your mom and not your best friend. Find a real honest-to-goodness editor. Now, I do lectures for the Southern California Writers Conference. We belong to quite a few different writing groups. And always, the big thing with me is get an editor, somebody to look at it objectively. They don't have to understand the book. They just have to look at the structure of the book. So that's my very first thing for you. Now, let's talk about what the cards.
Here's something real cool that I just want to give you ahead of time, too. She's already written two other books that have been published, and this is a third book, and she does have an editor who has kind of massaged it for her. So just
great,
as a FYI.
Great.
Okay. So good job,
great.
Mary Lou.
All right, Mary Lou. So here's your cards for this evening. You got two swords coming up here. So the Five of Swords comes up, and I think we actually had the Five of Swords a little earlier. Fives representing travel, movement, change, tests, possible conflict. I don't really see this as a conflict for you. I see this as you're thinking about it a lot. I think that there's a lot of motion still available in this book. Give it. If you're in that final stages, give it one more look, and just really see what's going on. Now, the second card that Mary Lou has tonight, and again regarding her book, it's the Two of Swords. Well, this is interesting because this is a little bit. Sometimes it's like a dichotomy. You're of two minds about things, but a lot of times it's a little bit more like a balancing, and that's what I'm going to read for you tonight, Mary Lou, is that you have a balancing of thinking going on here. Now, this is interesting because my sense of you is that you're not writing a book about thinking. You're writing a book about feeling and creative and spiritual energies and that, and yet you really have to think about the book and how it's going to be presented and where you're going to get this thing. I think what's happening right now, that's what I said. I think what's happening right now, feel that what's about to happen is that you're going to reach a balance on this, and the people, the decisions that have to be made by other people and by you, you're going to come to.
Jeff, I'm losing you again here. Your signal's fading out.
All right. How's this? A little bit better?
There you go. I can hear you. Hopefully,
okay.
Mary
right.
can hear you now, too.
So, Sometimes that microphone moves around a little bit. Sorry about that. But what I was saying with Mary Lou was I think that you're going to come to a meeting. You are going to start to come into an agreement with you, or you're going to start to come into an agreement with them. And I want you to be open to their ideas because they've got your best interests at heart as well as their own. Now, your third card. Actually, two cards came up as I pulled this out. The very first one was the Five of Cups. And I like that card for you. Again, fives representing travel, movement, change, possibility of conflict. The cups represents your emotion. This is why I say you're going to kind of want to look to see what you're feeling about the book and listen to what other people are saying about it. If there's some changes that are being suggested, you may want to change your heart about these things and go with somebody else's suggestion on this matter. Now, that said, the second card that came up is the Major Arcana, the Chariot. Wow. Physical motion. This is the indicator. Is your book gonna off? Yeah, take off. You may have a small market. You may have a huge output. It may not reach the Sydney bestseller, but I think that this is an opportunity for people to really kind of climb on board with your thoughts, your ideas, your concepts, and really learn something from this book. I think there's a lot of motion available for you to have some success in this regard. It's going to require effort on your part. You've got to make sure the chariot's wheels are greased. You've got to make sure that the yokes and the reins and everything is tight, and then you got to get in and you got to drive it. But that said, there is that motion available, very powerful. Major Arcana, yes, I think you've got a good thing going on here, my friend. All right?
Awesome. Great job. And Mary Lou is giving all kinds of okay, yes, I feel that. That's true. I know, yes, thank you, and the Facebook. So thank you very much for that, Jeff. And,
right.
Of course,
Mary
Lou, keep us posted. We want to
yes.
know all the good things that are happening in your world. Okay, so
yes.
Let's get to our next caller here. Our next caller is going to be Yvette. Yvette, you are on live with Tarot Jeff, and your 5 minutes starts now. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Great. I would like to ask, job question. I am kind of freelancing here and there, and just want to know what kind of energy you got around that.
All right. What are you freelancing in?
Personal assisting, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Yvette, where are you calling from?
There.
Where are you calling from tonight?
California.
California? All right. Let's see here. So, freelancing work, personal assistance, things like that.
It doesn't have to be.
Pardon me?
Energy. It doesn't have to be that. I've done other things in the past. That's what
mm-hmm.
I'm doing now.
Okay, but you're essentially what you're saying is you're self-employed. You're kind of an entrepreneur about yourself. Is that correct?
I'd like to be more of that.
More of that. Okay, I see how that's working out. All right, here's the thing, Yvette. What you're going to look at is, and I'm going to go through your three cards here. But really, what I'm seeing here is a little bit more work on your part. In terms of the energy that you invest in it. Now, you might think that you're already investing a lot of energy, but the cards are indicating a very specific thing here. The Six of Wands comes up. Sixes are, again, are peace, reconciliation, sharing, a restabilization of things. So, in other words, things may have been stable in the past, and now they're not quite as stable as you like them to be. The Six of Wands represents stabilization, restabilization. And it's about your personal energy. It's about who you are. I'm going to come back to this card in just a second here because the Eight of Pentacles comes up. Eights are about as stable as you get, but they also represent growth, expansion, opportunities. They represent a time for making priorities, and this is the Eight of Pentacles. So this is really, really, really about your craftsmanship, your ability to create the things that you need physically. So sometimes I read Pentacles as money. In this case, I'm not necessarily reading it as money. I'm reading it as your art, your craft, your skill set. And both the Six and the Eight of Wands, and the Six of Wands and the Eight of Pentacles, this indicates a more efficient way of doing things. So what I'm going to say is you may be working hard right now, or you may think you're working hard to gain a new accounts or something like that. And what you might want to do is you might want to step back, just a step, not too far, but step back and look at your process. And is there any way that you can streamline your process? Is there a new technology? Is there a new there's new phone applications and things like that. I just got a new phone, and I'm just so excited about all the apps that I and things that are making my life easier, seemingly, or more efficient. Maybe that's an illusion. Maybe it's just taking up more of my time. But what I'm looking at with you is perhaps there's some easier way for you to accomplish things, scheduling or advertising or something like that. So I think that you've got all of the skills that you need. I think honing your craft is not so much the issue here. I think what you're looking for is that is just to streamline your process, hone your process, make it easier, make it simpler, working smarter, not harder. Now, the answer to your question is in the third card, and we just had this with Mary Lou just earlier, and it's the Major Arcana card. It's number 7. It's the Chariot card. You want to know if there's motion available to you? Absolutely. When that Chariot card comes up, things are going to change. Now, one of the things that the Chariot card represents is not just physical motion, but also geographic motion. You may actually move to a different area. But what I really think is we're looking at a work location change. So all of this indicates some success available to you. Is it great success? Is it $1 million success? I don't necessarily see that specifically, but I can't rule that out in this case either, because that Chariot card is so very, very powerful. I think you got a little work to do on your techniques, on how you do things, but the core skills are solid. And that Chariot card comes up, and I want you to kind of keep an eye open. Is there an office that you want to move into? Is there some place you want to do business that's different than where you are now? And if there is, there's a very, very strong possibility, a very strong probability that you can do that, that you can get there. All right?
I like that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Keep us posted on that.
Thanks, Yvette. Have a great night. That was cool to hear. We get so many calls from all around the country. I'd say a local call, you know, like from California. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So I say, hey, neighbor. Okay. So
yeah,
we're going to
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to do our next live call. It's going to be Marie, but then after that, we have a call out of the chat room from Marion that we'll be taking next. So our next live call is Marie. Marie, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your 5 minutes starts now.
Hi, Jeff.
I was wondering if I could
ask about my boyfriend's daughter was just committed by her mother to a mental institution. She's 22, and or she might be actually 23 now. And I was wondering if there's anything I could know. Is there anything we could do to help? Anything that is, you know, is this her life path? Is there, you know, what is what can we know?
What's the basic situation? I mean, is it what was the core reason for her commitment? Do you want to reveal? You don't have to reveal if you don't want to.
We were just told, like, recently, and it happened last week. We were just told
that
made some verbal threats or something like that.
All right. This is a very hard world that we're living in right now, Marie, and to our audience as well. It's very easy to get off balance. We see people doing very, very strange, violent things now, and it's easy for people who feel disenfranchised to get caught up in that, to try to validate their existence by hurting other people, by harming people, or harming themselves as well. It's also a very depressing world in the sense that if you pay too much attention to CNN or Fox News or whatever you're watching, you can begin to think that there's nothing good happening in the world at all. And yet, this is a beautiful planet, and so it's difficult for some people to understand that other people can't see that. Now, Marie, it's a little bit difficult to read other people, especially since this is your friend's daughter and so you understand that there's a distance here. So kind of what I'm doing is I'm reading for you very specifically, and what can you do to help in this situation, but specifically the situation, but also generally the situation. And what if you meet somebody in the grocery store who's feeling depressed or angry or something like that? You don't have to get involved deeply, but what can you do? What can you represent? So the Knight of Cups comes up, as your first card. And this is a beautiful card. It's a knight on a white charger, and he's in motion. He's just gone to the river. He's filling up a cup, and that's what this picture is all about. The knights in our their action, their movement, their seeking. They have an errand to run. They have a duty to do. They feel obliged to help someone else, and it's you. I think that's really you. You feel obliged to reach out and help other people, and that the cup presents emotions, and I think you feel obliged to help other people with their emotional situations, their heart. Now, the Two of Cups is your second card. This represents balancing. This represents an opportunity to balance opposing forces. It's understanding both sides of the situation. So you may understand the daughter situation and the mother situation equally and agree with both of them at some certain level. But there's a bad thing that happens here of emotions, and I think you are probably a very good person in helping others to find that balance for people. People come to you when they're upset. They leave feeling better. Is that a true statement?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I think that that's what you can continue to do. The problem is that wears you down sometimes. And so I want you to be a little cautious and put some limitations on that, all right? The final card that you get is your Arcana. It's the sun. The sun comes up here in the reading. Well, the sun comes up, right? The sun always comes up. And no matter how dark the night, the sun always comes up, and we always have another day. We always have a new day. The sun is life and vitality. It's energy and abundance. It's a time to sow. It's a time to reap. You know, you make hay while the sun is shining. It's an amazing thing that we get to live on this planet with this sun as exactly as warm as we need it to be, as light in these exact amounts of time. And I think that's you. We want you to kind of reach out to people a little bit in a sense that you help them personally. What can be more effective is to just shine your light, just to be radiant, just to, as you feel love within you, as you feel peace within you, just radiate that out. Don't be specific about it. Like I say, if you're in the grocery store and it's on a bad day, you don't need to engage them. You just need to radiate peace towards that person. And what I'm saying is kind of woo-woo and unusual to, because, well, how do I radiate peace? Some very much into their heads. What you do is you reach inside to your center, your core, your energy, and you just feel peaceful energy, and you just radiate it out. And that's what I'd like to see you do. I'd like to see you radiate your light a little bit more without having to get too heavily involved in people specifically, because that can wear you down. And I think you're a little worn down right now. I think your concern for people is admirable. You have limited resources of your own, and to give of yourself over and over and over can really, really cripple you in the end. And so just radiate that love, radiate that peace, radiate that joy outward towards other people as you go through your daily life. People that you don't know, complete strangers, random acts of kindness. You know these things, right?
Right.
Yeah. So does that help?
It does. Thank you. Yeah.
You know, basically, I think, you know, what your question is this going to be this girl's life? That's really up to her. I mean, that's not a question that we can answer through the cards. It's up to her. It's up to how she reacts to the specific treatments she gets, but it's also up to the relationship that she's going to have with her mother after the process is through, after she's gone through this whole process. So there's a very, very deep situation here. I've worked with people in mental institutions. I've worked with people on a psychological basis and things like that. And it's a very, very deep situation, very much a variable. If she's just now fresh into the system, it's just a hard time. It's a hard time, and there's just way too much conflicting energies to give a clear reading on that. But for you, what I see is just a really, really nice person who really wants to help other people, and the best way to do that is to be the best person that you can possibly be. Keep your own balance, and remember how good life can be, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Marie,
you
for your call. Have a great
right.
night. We're going to do one quick poll for Marion out of the chat room here, and Marion wants to know about a job.
All right. So Marion's not actually live on the air here. We're just
Marion's not live on the air, but Marion is live
right,
in the chat room.
We're pulling some cards for Marion here. All right. Marion, here's what we get. We get the Temperance card. We've had this earlier tonight. The Temperance card is prudence. It's self-control. It's planning ahead. And what I'd like you to do is to continue to plan ahead. I continue to look forward. Kind of make yourself a 2-year plan, and then break it down to a 1-year plan and a 6-month plan. But keep doing what you're doing in terms of your job search, in terms of because even if you have a job right now, I think there's a better job available to you, and that's partly based on the Temperance card and the planning ahead aspect, because I think that it indicates that there's a change available to you if you are prudent, if you take your time and get it right. That's why I'm giving you that 2-year plan, 1-year plan, 6-month plan. The Six of Pentacles is your next card. Sixes are great. Sixes are peace, the reconciliation. Pentacles are great. That's it's an abundance of material goods. You have, or not an abundance, but you're prosperous at this time. So this is energy that's available to you. If not currently, in the very near future, I think there's some prosperity available. Prosperity isn't necessarily wealth, and it's not abundance. It's prosperity is the ability to grow something. It's the ability to prosper. You're starting at a certain point. You have enough, but you're building a nest egg. You're building something. And so that's what I see for you in this regard. The last card is an interesting one. It's the Hanged Man. Now, I think part of the reason that I want to get you out of the immediacy of job searching and such, Marion, is I want you to get a different perspective, and that's what the Hanged Man is all about, getting a different point of view. That requires you stepping back from people's perspectives, from other people's traditions, from other people's expectations, and asking yourself, what do you want to do? The Hanged Man is all about getting away from other people's vision and getting a new vision for yourself. And that's, I think, a good way for you to look at things. Turn everything upside down and ask, what would I do if I wasn't attached to this job, this location, this geography, this person? What would I do? What would I change? Sometimes it's not much. It's a very, very minor, but the result is a ripple effect, and things can change dramatically. So you're asking about a job. I'm giving you a 2 plan here, and I want you to really start to think, where do I want to be in 2 years? And if I want to be there in 2 years, where do I have to be in 1 year? And if I have to be there in 1 year, where do I have to be in 6 months? And then break it down, Marion. This is, I think you're, got a good brain on your shoulders. I think you're a good scheduler somewhere in your heart, in your head. And I think that that's what we're looking at for you is some steps, some large steps, and they have to start with some smaller steps as well. All right?
There we go. Marion, good luck to you. Keep us posted. And our next caller is going to be Dorothy. Dorothy, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Your 5 minutes starts now. Go ahead, please. Dorothy, you're live.
Dorothy? Yeah, I'm not getting anything, Dorothy, except some static.
Yeah, we'll put Dorothy on hold. If we have time, we'll go back to her. Tony,
yeah.
Tony, you are next on Rated G Radio with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show. Tony, go ahead, please.
Hello, Tony?
Well, we'll put Tony
no
back
Tony.
On hold. We'll try. Well, we've got
all
a bunch
right.
of folks here that want to talk, so we'll hopefully we'll get them.
Okay.
We'll try Erica next. Erica, you are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi. Well, my question is about employment. I'm really, really, how do I say it? Like, if I really want something, like, I won't stop until I get it. Somehow I'm very driven, and I want to accomplish all my goals. And law firms are really hard to get an entry level, and I'm still very young. But So I've been bugging someone, just creating a job for me through work study, and I was wondering if you see anything coming up.
All right. Without even pulling a card, Erica, yes, I see something coming up, because part of it is because of your drive. I think the question that you're asking and the way you're asking it, you've got a good drive. You've got a very strong energy here, and I like that. I mean, if I was in the position of hiring someone, you're the person that I want, because you're not going to take no. You're going to say, well, if I can't do that, what can I do? And you're going to find a way. So I think that very, very strong, very, very strong aspect here. So now let's get to some cards for you. Well, and you've got a couple of very powerful cards here. One of them is the Nine of Swords. We've had that earlier tonight. The Nine's representing a conclusion, but they also represent fulfillment. Sometimes they represent magic. Now, the Swords are about your brain, how you think about things. I think that this is a very strong thing for you. I think that you can create these things. I want you to make sure that you're closing the door behind you so that you can move on to the next thing. Swords are all about severing, making a decision, cutting through all of the red tape, all of that stuff. But I think that remember to let the past go as well. And I think that's a big part of this. So now moving forward, oh my goodness! Again, this is the scary card. It's come up twice tonight. The scary card has come up twice, and it's the Devil card. Now, it doesn't mean anything evil. It doesn't mean anything bad. It doesn't mean scary things are going to happen. The Devil is the opposite of tradition. The Devil is questioning the rules of society, and so I think that what you're looking to gain is a position that maybe has never existed before, or you're trying to gain a position and you're kind of trying to manipulate it so that it benefits you more than what it might have benefited just anybody that was applying for it. So that indicates a little bit of difficulty on your part, because you have to get people honestly, Erica, did you say the law? You're going into legal profession?
Yeah,
I'm going
to be a judge.
Okay, so the legal profession, I mean, talk about monolithic, talk about never wanting to change, right? But you're the one that can slip in and do this. And now you mentioned your age, you're young, you said. I'm okay with that part. And kind of what that does, because again, the law, they believe that the older you are, the more wisdom you have, and the bigger you are, the bigger energy you are in law. In that case, the younger you are, the smaller you are. Now, if you're going to change something in a monolith, you want to be small. You want to get into a little crack, and you want to kind of wedge yourself in there so that as you grow bigger, you can crack the monolith. And that's how these big rocks in Sedona crack and fall. Little things get inside of them and then grow up. So you are this person. You are. Yeah, I'm gonna call you the. You are the Devil. You're a little devil, but in this case, it's a very good thing, because it's the energy, the power. I've got another deck of cards that I use, and instead of using the Devil as the card as a symbol, they use Prometheus. Prometheus, the firebringer, and Prometheus brought light to humanity, despite the fact that the gods didn't want that. So I think that you're going to be bringing something to the table that these people think that they don't want, but you're going to do it anyway, and they're going to end up liking it, okay? Now, your third card for the night, Erica, is the Knight of Cups, and that's why I think you're going to be very successful at this, because that Knight of Cups is energy in motion. It's a trusted agent. It's an emotional fulfillment. And so, again, I think you're very powerful in your brain. I want you to engage your heart a little bit and really go for this, really create this situation how you want it, how you feel you want it. Don't worry so much about the rules. You're not that much of a rule person in your inner core. Your karmic nature is not a rule person. Going into the law is going to be difficult for you, because you're going to want to be breaking the rules all the time. You're going to want to bend them. You're going to want to shift them. You're going to want to change them. To be honest with you, Eric, what I really see is I see you running for office. I see you running for becoming a politician at some point in time, and maybe not senator or president, but at some level, I see you in terms of lawmaker rather than law enforcement. Okay, so does that help?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
You actually nailed it. Yeah.
Okay. If you ever run for office, I want you to post something on the Facebook site saying, yes, vote for me, and we'll see what we can do to get behind you, because I think you're a powerful person in this regard, okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Erica.
You,
thanks for being so patient tonight.
Bye.
Have a great night. And we're going to try to take vote for Erica. I'm telling you, that's awesome. And we're going to try to take either Dorothy or Tony. We're going to go back to these calls, and if we can't, we're going to do one last call for the night. So we're going to give it a shot here. Dorothy, you are live on Rated G Radio. Are you there? No, I don't think so. So let's try Tony.
No.
Okay, Tony, we're going to try one more time. You're live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi.
Are you there? Yay!
Yes,
we've got a winner. Go ahead,
Tony. Hi,
Tony.
Yeah, I had y'all on mute. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What's your question tonight?
Just general, as far as any changes coming up, as far as possibly change in finance.
A change of assignments?
Finance, money.
Oh, finance. Okay. Well, let's see what we got going on here. Oh, my goodness. Well, Tony, we're going to go out on, if you're our last caller tonight, we're going to go out on a bang with you, because you have three major arcana. Now, one of them we've had a couple times tonight. It's the Chariot. That Chariot card is all about motion. It's all about physical motion, geography, home, work, location changes. So I think that if you have an opportunity to change location of your home, of your work, I think that's a very powerful possibility for you. In fact, I would even go as far as a probability. Go for it. If it comes up, go for it. I think that it's a very, very big thing. The second card to come up is the Star. Again, all three major arcanas, the Star card is your gifts. It's bright spots. It's things revealed to you in times of darkness. So it's insights that you can have. The third card, I'm going to come back to the Star card. The third card is the Moon, spiritual insight, strong yin energy. It's a reflection of light into dark places. So I'm tempted to read this as a third shift job because of the Sun and the Moon, but the Moon and the Stars, but not necessarily so. I think that whatever the motion is, that whatever the geography change might be, again, home or work location, I think it has a lot to do with you and your insight and your ability to bring light into dark places, into people's lives, working with people who might be depressed, working with people who might be in low levels of emotion or low levels of finance or something along those lines. Now, not necessarily charity work. I think that there's a lot of money to be made at this. One of the things that I kind of sense from you is caregiving, and it may not be something that you've thought of before, but you might want to look into something along those lines, and not nursing so much, although maybe.
I'm in the medical field.
Are you in the medical field? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I would really say consider strongly a kind of a field shift, not necessarily a change, but a field shift, so that you're dealing with people a little bit more one-on-one, so that you're dealing with them in a helpful way, an emotional support or a physical support or a mental support situation. We're a little bit far away from your question. You're asking about financial changes. I'm giving you a much broader reading. I'm talking about a life change here. I'm talking about something that will definitely change your finances. I think there's a strong possibility for an increased account, an increase in your accounts, but it requires some movement on your part, and I think that it would also be
well,
very fulfilling.
It kind of makes sense. because I applied for a position. It is a part-time, and I would have to be moving around because it will be dealing with the prenatal babies.
Okay.
Pre-screenings.
Right. Yeah.
And they will send you from different hospitals before they go home. So maybe I'm ready. So it kind of makes sense of what you're telling me. And it is a little bit higher in pay.
Yeah, I think that this is something that you're headed towards. I think it's a very, very strong probability that this would be just an amazingly rewarding opportunity for you to pursue and to take. I'll be honest with you, Tony. I wouldn't wait too much longer. I mean, if you've already been offered the job, call them up and say, "Hey, how's that going? I'm really interested in it." Really present yourself in an upbeat, positive way, and make the first steps.
Mm-hmm.
But in a
did.
Kind of,
I was actually referred by a someone that I met. It was word of mouth, and I emailed them to see if they had any positions available. So I'm hoping, and I just did that yesterday.
Email, that's fine. Give them a call. Go to the office. Get face to face with them, because that's where they really want to see your energy, and that's where they see who you are, and that's going to score you the job a little bit faster. But yeah, I honestly, Tony, I think that you've got this is a beautiful spread. This the chariot, the star, the moon. This is all about motion and success. So yeah, I think you've got a good probability here. Okay.
I know you mentioned geographical change, like home. I'm away from my family. Would that have anything to do with it, or that's just something else?
Well, it might. I think that if a job comes through, just motion, just the way you're moving around for the job, I think that's probably what the cards are talking about in this particular situation. But you may be able to to shift your geographic location if you want to. But I think that it's either one or the other. If you want to live closer to the family, then this job is probably not the job for you. I'm going with the job here. I'm going with the job. So not so much your home life, not so much changing your home. Okay?
Well, that's a good reading. Thank you
very
much.
Thank
you.
You're
coming back to the call.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, and good night.
Have a great night, and good luck to you. So, Jeff, we are at the end of the show, and it's now time, if we can still indulge, to have you pull that last card for the listeners for the night.
One last card. All right. I want to say something. I think that we had a little theme tonight. A lot of people are concerned about employment. A lot of people are in motion with employment, and I think that that's a really, really good thing. I think we're seeing life stabilizing in this country and hopefully in the world. Despite what we see on the news, I think there's an awful lot of people that are just tired of all of the conflict, and there's going to be a strong pressure to end that so that we can all get back to having a family and a job and a fulfilled life. The card that we pulled for everyone this evening is the Magician card. It's a major arcana. It's number one in the major arcana. It's creativity. It's the ability to communicate. And I'd like to give that to everybody tonight. The Magician is standing. He has in front of him, he has the wands, he has the cups, he has the sword, and he has the pentacles. He has an infinity symbol above his head. He's ready to do his magic. And I think that we have that available to us as a society, a world society, a global society. And I think that what we really want to do is gather our tools about us, gather our emotions, gather our mental abilities, gather our funds, our physical things that are our own energy, and start to expend ourselves on behalf of the globe. What can we do to make the world better? Sometimes it's not a lot. That's okay. You don't need to do a lot of things to have something really, really big happen. It's the ripple effect. So everybody, please, and I have to say tonight, Garrett, I just enjoyed everybody's reading so much.
We had great callers tonight.
We just really had an amazing group tonight, and I want to thank everybody that was part of this. But for everybody that didn't get to call in, for Dorothy, I apologize. I hope you call back next week and we can contact you. This magician card, it's power. It's just an amazing, powerful card, and we all have power. We are all aspects of the universe. We are all creative energy. Let's start to create coexistent life. All right?
I love it. And on behalf of everybody that listened tonight, thank you, Tarot Jeff, for being here. If you'd like to schedule a session with him, make sure to email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. Mention that you heard him on Radio G Radio for your special introductory discount on your first visit. 25% off. Your 60-minute session, normally 120, is now 90. And only for radio listeners, a special $50 a half-hour reading for you as well. Make sure to check out the information on the Summer Light Conference for 2015. Jeff is going to be part of the Master Channeling Summit in Sedona. Visit Jeff's website on the body of the show page. Just click there. And, of course, like the Tarot Jeff fan page on Facebook, and there may be a new thing that's going to be coming up shortly if you happen to like the Tarot Jeff Facebook fan page. We're just going to throw that out there tonight and not tell you anything else. And Jeff, I haven't even told you, but we're going to do something fun.
Okay.
So, there you go. Now, for everybody else who's still listening tonight, I want to remind you that tomorrow night we have John Odlum out of Connecticut. He's calling in to talk about essential oils and, more importantly, theta energy healing. So, if you've ever wondered about that, you need to call in tomorrow night or tune in tomorrow night. We'll be live 10 p.m. East, 7 West. And I think that's it. I just need to find the button that's going to let me end the show tonight, Jeff, and we're out of here. Here it is. See you tomorrow night, guys. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.